The governing Jamaica Labour Party dismissing the People's National Party's election manifesto as shambolic, artificially generated clone of existing government projects. This is WAVS News. The party offered the assessment in a media briefing at its St. Andrew headquarters Thursday. Government Senator Dr. Dana Morris-Dixon says the PNP's manifesto looks like a product of the well-known artificial intelligence application.
I prompted ChatGPT to write an education plan for Jamaica. Did it in ChatGPT-5. And when the results came, which I have here, sounded just like the manifesto. The education section sounded just like that. And for those of you who know, ChatGPT-5, their data was mostly cut off in October 24th. So the training data that's used was from them. And so that's why it looked so much like what we've already articulated.
JLP campaign chair Dr. Christopher Tufton also chided the PNP's manifesto as rushed and poorly put together.
By way of how it was laid out and the errors that were in the document forces us to conclude that not a lot of thought went into it, and clearly the time that should have been spent that one would expect for an organization that is hoping to provide leadership in the country, that was certainly betrayed based on what we saw presented to the country.
In the Bahamas, meanwhile, more than 1,400 destroyed firearms were encased in concrete at the Internal Security Division of the police force earlier this week. National Security Minister Wayne Monroe called the act a deeply significant event and a first of its kind in the region. He says the ceremony also reflects a path towards healing and restoration because of permanently securing these remnants, the country is breaking a cycle. U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Kimberly Furnish emphasized the national issue of gun trafficking into the Bahamas. The interim director of the Caribbean Disaster Medicine and Management Center says the center has set the next 3 years to establish it fully. According to Dr. Alex Carisso, the community cooperation will enhance the effectiveness of the center.
Over the next 3 years, we want to fully equip and operationalize this disaster medicine center. We want to train and certify first responders and community health workers. We're going to publish research and guidelines that help strengthen the health systems. Establish the research lab and a community of practice. Build culturally tailored communities and preparedness programs within those communities.
And some 20 women-owned and led micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises across 7 Caribbean Development Bank borrowing member countries have been awarded grants amounting to approximately $420,000. The funds are facilitated through SheTrades Caribbean Regional's Hub Grow and Go grant facility. The recipients of the grants reportedly exemplify the diverse scope and dynamism of Caribbean entrepreneurship, representing countries including Dominica, Barbados, Belize, the Cayman Islands, and Jamaica, among others. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.